Copper Moose farm manager Daisy Fair says now that the 2.5-acre farm is operating at full capacity, they'll have enough produce to sell outside their commercial accounts and CSA obligations.
In the past, we've primarily been a CSA farm, so you buy in at the beginning of the year for a set price, and then once a week you come and pick up your share. We've also been supplying restaurants in town, Deer Valley being one of our biggest and most loyal buyers. For years, we've kind of been kicking around the idea of a farm stand. It's kind of always been in the back of our minds. Last summer, we decided to go for it. Started moving forward with getting the plans and getting our temporary use permit. And this spring, we were able to build a barn/garage structure, which that is its primary purpose is to be a garage. But in the summer, we'll be using it to sell all of our produce to the community at large.
The farm stand will be open on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 3 to 6 and on Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. She says she'll be posting what's available each week on their Facebook page. The farm's located at 1285 Old Ranch Row, just across the street from the entrance to the Willow Creek neighborhood. She's expecting a bumper crop.
Some of the crops we have limited growing space for. Obviously, those would be the high-value crops, such as tomatoes and basil and cucumbers. Those are in greenhouses, and we've only got three, so I can only do so much with that. But over the past couple of years, our production on those crops has been going really well. So we're excited to have a wide variety of produce. It is still early in July, and although it feels like it's mid-August right now, it's so hot, some of our crops still aren't ready yet. So it's a little limited right now. We don't have 100% of our crops producing right now, but there's a lot of beautiful greens coming out. Our root crops are starting to kick in. Our greenhouse crops are kicking in. So it's great. The timing's perfect for the farm stand to be opening and for the farm to be flush with lots of food.
She expects the stand will remain open through most of October. It really depends on the weather. While small, she says the farm is very efficient.
It's kind of that size where you're not big enough to be fully mechanized yet, and so you are doing everything by hand, mostly. We do have a tractor where we do lots of tilling, obviously, and soil prep with the tractor, but everything's planted by hand with the assistance of some very low technology but fabulous seeding tools. Everything is harvested by hand with a knife or just pulled out of the ground, depending on the crop. So although it seems like a small farm, it's very intensively worked, and there's a lot of people working really hard to make it run smoothly.
She believes their prices are competitive, but acknowledges that some items, like tomatoes, will just cost more. But she says they'll be worth it.
Any kind of covered structure, like a hoop house, we have two hoop houses growing tomatoes and then our main greenhouse growing tomatoes. That's it's hard to grow tomatoes up here. And producing them at volumes that we are producing them at and strive to produce at, it requires a lot of work and structures. And so those might be slightly more expensive.
That's Daisy Fair with Copper Moose Farms. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.